I invite you to rise as you are able for a reading of the gospel. Our gospel this morning, believe it or not, comes from Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. Jesus says, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I've made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what's yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Word of God, word of life.
Well, grace to you in peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. If you haven't figured it out yet this morning, our theme is all around stewardship. Now, don't get worried. Not about stewardship of money, but the stewardship of our talents. I am a firm believer in holistic stewardship, that stewardship is all about time, talent, and treasure, and that we've got to be willing to talk about all three of those. Today, we're going to focus on the gifts that God has given each and every one of us. And it seems to me that one of the best ways that we can think about that is with a shovel. A shovel can be an incredible tool used for a lot of different things. On one hand, you can take it and use it to kind of uncover things, to scrape back soil and find out what the treasures are below. On the other hand, you can take a shovel and use it to dig a hole, to bury those things that you don't want anybody to know about. Let's start in a really important place, though, before we get back to the shoveling idea. I want you to hear this really, really loudly. You are a gift who has been gifted. Hear that again. You are a gift who has been gifted. Let's break that down just a little bit. You're a gift. When you were brought forward to the baptismal font, when you were splashed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, when there was a small watery cross placed upon you, and someone said, "You are a child of God." In the midst of that, you gained inherent value because you are one of God's beloved. You are valued just by the very fact of your being. You are a gift, and no one can change that. At the same time, you are also gifted in lots of variety of ways. You are gifted, probably different than other people. There are some people that might have a whole raft of gifts. There are other people that might have just a few. But you have been gifted by God. Again, there is absolutely no question about that. You've got in front of you a small white card that was handed out to you. In the midst of this sermon, in the midst of our time together this morning, I invite you to think about your different gifts and talents and write them on that card. A little bit later in the service, some ushers are going to come through and you're going to put them, your cards, in a basket. Now, don't put your name on the cards. Don't worry what's on there. You're not going to get a call asking you to use your gifts. That's not the point of this. The point is, this is your acknowledging and offering up to God the way that you have been gifted. So let's think a little bit more about that. What are different ways that you might be gifted? You might have the gift, the ability to listen, where you can become fully present to another individual and you just listen to them and you gift them because you are fully present with them and you honor them as you hear their story. There's too much talking today and not enough listening to other people's stories, so that can be an incredible gift. You might have the gift of being able to bake or cook in such a way that when someone enters into your presence in your house, they can smell these incredible smells and they sit and feast at your table because of your incredible gift. You might have the gift of thinking about society and building public policy, not just for yourself, but for the good of others, and you can figure out ways to write that into ordinance or state statute and maybe even help move it forward. That is a gift of God. The stole that I'm wearing this morning, I wear it because it is gift as well. This is not normally the kind of fabric that someone would do needlepoint on. But my mom and my mother-in-law and my wife made a set of stoles when I was ordained and gave it as a gift to me. Each little stitch, an incredible gift from each of them. So how have you been gifted? What is it that God has handed on to you? Now, let's be honest. There are a lot of times, at least this is confession, where I look at someone else and I wish that I had the gifts that they had. Years and years ago, I first started thinking about this after my brother-in-law, Jim, went to a national camp directors meeting, came back from that, and I said, "So what were they talking about?" He said, "Well, they talked about assets and how we should be thinking about our assets and using them." And I said, "What?" And he went on to explain that a lot of times we look at the things that other people have, their gifts, and we covet them. When in reality, if we claim our own gifts, the way God has given us talents, and lean into them, we can bless others. So I'll tell you, there are a lot of things that I covet. Jenna plays drum really, really well. I have a tough time keeping a beat when clapping my hands. A lot of times in worship, if people are clapping, you won't see me clapping because I can't keep a beat. I love it the way Jerry and Lanny play guitar. I've owned guitars. I've tried to learn how to play guitars. I've coveted guitar players. But I have a right hand and a left hand that has a brain between them, and the brain does not connect the two of them. I would love to be able to sing publicly like our musicians this morning, but I often find myself singing in the key of off. It is easy to want to have the gifts of others. But think about the shovel again, the call to take and do the work of trying to scrape back beneath the soil and figure out the way that God has gifted you. Almost like a gardener going into the garden and using a spade to slide back the dirt to see if any new potatoes have begun to form under the vine. We're called to unearth and claim the gifts that God has given us. For the sake, Paul writes in Ephesians, for building up the body. That's why each of us has been gifted. To take those gifts and use it to build up the body. And let me tell you, this is not a pitch to get you to do more work inside the church. So we're really thankful for people who have agreed to serve on council or on committees or be a mentor for our confirmation kids. We are thankful for people who come in and do different work around here, like our musicians or our tech people. We need that. But I want you to hear that when you use your gifts outside the walls of this building, you are being an incredible, faithful follower of Christ. If you are using those gifts to build up the body, hear that really well. Your work out in the world as a follower of the risen Christ is so important. Now, on the flip side, like I said before, this shovel can also be used to dig a deep hole and hide your gift. Not wanting people to know that you're really good at X, Y, or Z. That you just want to duck and lay low. But God really gave you those gifts for a reason. God gifted you, and there is somebody out in this world right now who needs your gifts. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in just a little bit, those cards are going to be collected. I invite you to think deeply about the ways that God has gifted you, that you would offer them up to God, and that you would go into a process of prayer to say, Lord, how is it that you can use me? And it might not happen overnight. You might need to continue to do that again and again and again until God calls out the way that God would use what God has gifted you with. You are a gift, and you have been gifted. Thanks be to God. Amen and amen.